Greetings again. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit this week, and this morning I want to do that again. And the scripture reading will be in John chapter 16, starting in verse 5 and going down to about 15. So let me read. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. In this passage we have the Holy Spirit with the being named two different things. The first one is Comforter, and the second one is Spirit of Truth. The Comforter, the Greek word is Parakletos, and in there's an English word, Paraclete, which would come directly from that Greek word, and Paraclete means someone that stays by your side, a companion. And here it's translated a comforter. So if we live in this world and all the things we face, the sorrows, the difficulties, the disappointments, and all that, we can have a comforter, someone that will walk beside us and will guide us and be a companion. And then on down, Jesus called him the Spirit of Truth. And he says he will guide you into all truth. So here again, we just have several realities of the preciousness of the Holy Spirit. And I just again want to encourage you, my dear listener, to pray for the Holy Spirit, to ask God for the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We will be comforted, and we will be guided into all truth. In some settings, it is discouraged and maybe even forbidden to consider that one can have the assurance of salvation. But here it says, the Spirit of Truth will guide us into all truth. If he will guide us into all truth, he will also guide us in the truth, whether or not we are the children of God. He doesn't leave us in doubt. He doesn't leave us in fear. He doesn't leave us wondering about that. The Holy Spirit is such a reality that we don't wonder whether or not we have the Holy Spirit. We don't wonder whether or not he's by our side and comforting us. We don't wonder whether or not we are taught the truth. But he ministers the truth to us, and the Word of God resonates and makes sense when we have the Holy Spirit within us. So, my friend, are you saved? If you're not sure, pray to God. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Work through things. Press into the kingdom. you can come to the point where you are sure, where you have that assurance of salvation. It may come to you as a surprise that it would actually have been better when living with Jesus, when walking with him, when being his disciple. It would actually have been better for Jesus to go and the Spirit to come. Isn't that amazing? So we can have the Holy Spirit with us right now. And Jesus says that's better than for him to be with us. I have an excerpt here from a book. The book is called The Tongues of Fire, and I'm quoting out of pages 3 and 4. And I just want to read some of this, maybe make a few comments. It might be a little hard to follow. I just invite you to try to. But I just think it's such a profound, deep paragraph here on the Holy Spirit. So here it goes. I tell you the truth, he said, when about to utter what was hard to believe. I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. How could it be expedient? Would they not be losers to an extent which no man could reckon? The light of his countenance, the blessing of his words, the purity of his presence, the influence of his example, all to be removed? And this expedient for them? It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Well, but would they not be better with himself than with the Comforter? No, just the contrary. They would be better with the Comforter. He would lead them into all truth. Whereas now they are constantly misapplying the plain words of Christ. He would bring all things to their remembrance, whereas now they often forget in a day or two the most remarkable teaching or the most amazing miracles. He would take the things of Christ, the things of the Father, and reveal them unto them, whereas now they constantly misapprehended his relation to the Father and that of the Father to him, misapprehended his person, his mission, and his kingdom. Again, he would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. And this is not, as one teacher, limited by a local personality, but as a spirit diffused abroad throughout the earth. And he would abide with them forever, not for a little while. Whatever, therefore, Christ's personal presence and teaching had been to them, the presence of the Spirit would be more. That's just amazing to think about those things and to consider what a blessing the Holy Spirit is and how we are in need of his comforting and of his guiding in all truth. So again, my hope and prayer is that you and I can be earnest about praying for the Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, and thus have a victorious Christian life and be prepared for all eternity. Be prepared to meet God and be ushered into a blissful eternity. And may the Lord add his blessing and guide you today.